Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Are you ready for maybe the return of Christian Gonzalez, Keith?
I'm definitely ready for the maybe return of Christian
Possibly.
Gonzalez. I'm personally very ready. I don't know how ready he is or how ready the team is.
If it was up to him, he'd be out. Didn't you hear him?
Yeah, no, he would have played last week for sure.
If it was up to him, it was all him. He'd
definitely
be out there.
Played.
He wants to be
They'd
out there.
They'd hold him back.
Why wasn't he out there?
Well, it's a tricky injury. I don't know if you've heard this, Jones. The hamstring?
Hamstring.
Hamstrings are tricky injuries. He wouldn't say if he had a setback or not, so we're just led to believe it took him 8 weeks to come back from a hamstring injury. But here we are. But all sides, like, everything that they're saying, Gonzalez and Vrabel and this whole buildup is now you better play on Sunday. Right? Like, there's no reason not to play this Sunday.
No excuse.
Yep.
I mean, unless there's another mysterious flare-up.
It's possible.
I've already said, I'm not ruling out. He gets out there for a first series and like, ooh, I felt it barking at me there, coach.
And runs back in.
I better go have a seat. I'm not ruling that out.
But he still needs to play well this season to make the kind of money he wants. He can't have a full lost season. So at some point, you have to get on the field, and at some point, you have to be all-pro caliber Christian Gonzalez. You can't just milk this thing throughout the whole season and then expect that payday to still be there. I just don't see how that could be a possibility.
So, best guess, is he playing?
Yes. Yeah. I think, Wade Vrabel was sort of asked about it yesterday. We played that live where he's like, that's the plan, kind of ramp him up. And then whether there's like, semantics or half truths in the, I wanted to play, and Vrabel being like, it was my decision to play or not play him, I should say, last Sunday. He got 3 practices last week. He got another one yesterday. He's trending towards 6 straight practices. Yeah, I think he plays on Sunday. Now, how much he plays, that's very much to be determined. Like, is it right back in 100%? Hey, go out there and who even knows if Tet McMillan's going to play? And that's the only guy worth a damn that they have that's a receiver, but he didn't practice yesterday. But is it just, hey, go out there and shut him down? Or is it just go out there and let's kind of get 50, 60, 70% of the snaps and go from there? But no, if I had to bet, he's playing on Sunday.
Okay, busy day today on Jones and Keith. You can dial us up at 617-779-7937. That is your phone and your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. You can watch along and chat on YouTube.
YouTube, baby.
Subscribe to WEEI. Yeah. Always a healthy, healthy chat going on YouTube. So get in touch there. We will get to the Red Sox later on. Magic number down to 1, Keith.
1. One is the number.
It's been honestly a very mildly relaxing week. I thought this was going to be
easy, actually.
A nightmare. Yeah. Almost too easy.
It started out the first 4 innings of the 2 nights ago's game. Yeah. You're like, all right, this is what we expected. 1-1 going into the 6th inning, kind of, grinding out that game. Then they take the lead. They go to their bullpen, which was Nails. And you're like, okay. And then Garrett Crochet, Nails. And you're like, oh.
And then the
Astros can't win. And
Garrett
Crochet
spotted to a giant lead.
Yeah.
Awesome last night. Not fatigued whatsoever.
Now I'm like, wait, is the division still in play?
Are they, Keith,
can they win the division now?
Keith, they don't even need to win tonight. By the time they get on the field.
They might not even need to play. They don't need to show up.
They don't need to show up for 4 more games.
Right.
So, man, I thought this is going to be a tough slog. Turns out they're moonwalking their way into the postseason.
Like, legitimately, the division still, like, nobody's clinched the division.
No.
They could win the division. Now, they're three games out. It's very unlikely, but I'm just saying.
But
the way things are going.
So we'll
never
get to
say
that.
Never.
Coming up, Rob Bradford is going to join us as he does every Thursday. That'll be at 12:30 today.
Nice.
Brad Flo getting off a flight. So we'll talk to him 12:30. High noon. We're going to go on the clock. We'll tell you how the Patriots can beat the Panthers in just 60 seconds each.
That's all we need.
I got some personnel moves in mind.
I figured you might. Yeah.
I imagine you do as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll get to that at high noon. All of your plans on how the Pats beat them as well. Plus a key for madness for you at 12:45. So stay tuned for it. Big day, by the way, here at WEEI.
Every day is a big day, Jones.
Congratulations to
Courtney.
Mom, Courtney Cox.
That's right.
How about
Very
that?
Excited. Little boy. Little dude on the way.
I did hear they did the gender reveal.
They did a big gender reveal, which I was a little disappointed because I heard there was cupcakes, and I got here. Don't see any. I thought maybe you'd make enough for the
check the fridge?
Make enough for the whole team.
Keith's like, did I check the fridge?
I've been banned from the fridge.
Oh,
I got scolded from the fridge.
Sorry. It's Courtney's cupcake.
Yeah.
Good point.
I thought maybe make enough for the whole class is what I would say. When you're supposed to bring in a sweet treat. So tomorrow, shout out to Georgie. Georgie's birthday. She's going to be 3 years old tomorrow.
Are you going to? Wow.
Yep.
Congratulations, Georgie.
Yep.
You're bringing cupcakes for the whole class?
No, donuts.
Donuts for the whole
class. Bringing donuts for everybody.
Ooh, I love that.
Enough for the whole class and the teachers.
I like that.
Because, you know, you don't want to be selfish. So anyway, congratulations, but maybe next time more cupcakes.
No, but a sincere, heartfelt
congrats.
Yeah,
no, that's exciting.
Big news, big day there, and, you know, lives are changing, all for the better, besides in the sleep department.
Oh, my God.
But
Speaking of Georgie.
Everything else changes for the better outside of your sleep. Yeah.
Not to scare Courtney at all, because every kid's different, as you know.
Yeah.
Georgie will be three tomorrow, has never once slept through the entire night.
I've told you this, I've told you this. Lucas,
Do you know how many days that is? It's like 1,000 days she's been alive.
Now, you have the two. It all clicked for Lucas sleeping like a 4 and change.
Okay, yeah, right.
So you're getting there.
No, no, we got like another year because we had another friend that was saying the same thing. They were like, oh, yeah, like this one was a nightmare. But at 4, we're like, oh, okay, so one more year of this?
We've talked about this before, but I personally love the parents who go, oh, all right, we at 10 hours. 12 hours,
oh,
right?
Put him down at 7, wake him up at 7.
Seven to 7.
Cool, dude. That's a cool story you have.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you shared that cool story.
That's what sleep-deprived parents want to hear, is that your kid sleeps 7 to 7.
And anytime we've brought this up on the air, too, I do appreciate everybody that offers suggestions. Like, we've just done nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, have you let him scream it out? Oh, have you given him a melatonin? Oh, maybe take him outside. Okay. We just stare at the kid all day. We're like, go to sleep.
We're just sitting here on our phones and just ignoring the child.
Yeah, we don't even parent at all. Yeah, and then we're like, it's time for bed. Why aren't you asleep? We've tried everything. My wife's done, like, the sleep studies at the hospital. She's all, like gooped up to, like, stuff. Oh, it's insane. And then that was the craziest part of the sleep study was, like, we're going to need her to sleep for, like, 3 or 4 hours to get a good reading.
Like,
it's like, that's why we're here.
Yeah, show us how to do that.
They're like, oh, so she'll be super comfortable with all these like stickers all over her and stuff and like tubes. They're like, yeah, she should sleep like a baby. Like, so that was a bust. The whole thing's a nightmare. But congrats to Courtney, though. A little bundle of joy on the way. Should be awesome.
How's little Benny sleep back there? He snoozes.
I'm not
going to say it. He's a 7 to 7 parent over there.
Since day one, he's been very good at sleeping through the night.
7 to 7.
Wow. And a little over two, we could still get a nap.
Look, Billy's Billy's just a better father. That's all. I mean, I don't know what to say other than Billy.
A better father, I mean, I stay in bed while my girlfriend gets up and takes care of the kid.
Yeah, Billy.
I don't get in the way.
He's just a better father.
That's smart. That's a good thing.
It all comes down to who's a better dad, and Billy just knows how to get this kid to sleep.
Yeah.
But congratulations to Courtney. Big news there. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, use the rewind feature and check it out. It's on socials as well. You can go check out the Greg Hill Show, Courtney as well. Meanwhile, Christian Gonzalez, we both think needs to be back.
We're
going to
see him. We're going to see him.
We're going to see him this weekend.
That's what I think.
And he is, started to lash out just a touch. Now, he was led in this direction. And I always find this to be an interesting dance with the beat writers down there. It's like, you know what they're saying about you out there. What do you think of the narrative out there?
You're like, who started this narrative? Maybe you guys that write on your stories?
Well, maybe them. Yeah. I wouldn't leave out Vrabel either. Like, you guys can ask Vrabel about the whole story that he blew wide open when it came to, like, you guys can ask Vrabel that instead of just slinking in with Christian Gonzalez and being like, hey, did you hear what the meanies are saying about you out there? But Gonzalez was asked about the media narrative, which has grown, about him being soft. Here it is.
Did you express to him that you wanted to play?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, it's, you know, I, I never don't want to play. So I mean that narrative that's out there is I don't know where people get it from, but I mean all I want to do is play football. So I mean we talked about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And we came up to a decision, and that's what it is.
I know you guys tend to block out the outside noise, but how disappointing was it for you to hear that narrative,
Rochi?
I mean, it didn't really disappoint me. I mean, it's from a lot of people that have never stepped foot on a football field, so it didn't really disappoint me too much.
Okay, so he at least said, took a little shot, whatever. People who haven't taken stepped on a football field, that would include me. Mac Jones did that to me once.
I'm not sure. Have you, played football?
Wow! We didn't even talk about that. Nick was ready to go with that one.
Good line. But there also are former football players in the media that have said similar things. But whatever, you don't want to take their word for it either. That's fine.
No.
So the last time he spoke, he was asked if there was a setback. He said no. Or no, I'm sorry. He wouldn't confirm nor deny whether there was.
Wouldn't answer that.
So now you're like, all right, so it takes 8 weeks to come back from a hamstring injury. Fine. Yeah, everyone's unique, right? So maybe your hamstrings take twice as long as everybody else's. Uh-huh. That's fine.
So anyway, Christian Gonzalez said whatever. He said he's not that disappointed, but said, it's a criticism from a lot of guys who didn't play the game.
Yep.
Fine. Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's mm-hmm. accurate. Was it a fair narrative about Gonzalez taking his time coming back, contract, soft, all that stuff? Was that fair, or is that now dead and buried if he's back this weekend?
Well, I think if he plays and he plays well and then he stays on the field the rest of the year, we will forget about it. But in the meantime, I'm guessing Mike Vrabel and the Patriots thought he was going to be back sooner. Now, this is one where it's a little bit tricky because if he went on IR, you free up the roster spot, but then you're forced to miss four games. So if he plays in the fourth game, you could argue, well, they kept him around. I don't even think they have 53 guys on the roster anyway, right? Aren't they at 52? And so they're like, we didn't really need the roster spot, and we got a game out of him. We got an extra game out of him. So it could work out. But I don't know. There's been some weird back and forth, and Mike Vrabel's right at the center of it, talking about contracts and things like that. So I think as time passes, hopefully this will be sort of a non-story. But right now it is a story, and let's see where it goes.
100%.
If he gets banged up again, in the middle of the season, a real injury, but does he do the same thing? And he's like, I got to protect myself, so I could be back in a week, but I'm actually going to be back in 3 weeks.
100%. It was 1,000% fair narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's weaselly of the Roachies of the world to go down there and be like, how disappointed are you with this?
Maybe that's his tactic.
That's my gripe. My gripe is with the beat writers and not with Gonzalez. If I was Gonzalez, I'd be mad too. I'd be taking shots too.
No, go ahead.
But I think it's fair to wonder where he's been for 8 weeks, especially when Burt Breer says he dug in and there's been no setback. Especially when the initial report was he should be out there week one.
Yeah, right.
And especially when his coach, before he even got hurt, brought up his contract. I think it's fair. And we are going to be analyzing every tackle, every situation where Gonzalez goes in there a little bit light and makes a business decision. We're going to evaluate how he plays, and we're going to see if he stays on the field. And that includes this weekend. I think all of it's totally fair. And if Gonzalez wants to punch back, that's fair too. But in the meantime, wondering where he's been for 8 weeks when other guys have had hamstring injuries and come back. Mike Evans has a hamstring injury every year. He just had one. Let's see how long it takes him to come back. It's a guy with chronic hamstring issues. Let's see how long it takes for him to come back.
Yeah, okay? They already said 3 to 4.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, no, I know.
Keith, hamstrings are dangerous. You don't want to rush people back.
They can be.
And
you're
so,
right.
You know, he suffered it in a game. Let's see when he's back. Let's just monitor that and ask the question. But Gonzalez claims he wanted to be out there last week. Yeah. He always wants to play football. Mike Vrabel, on top of it, claims the exact same thing. It was my call. We had to save Christian from himself because we didn't want him to rush back out there. I made the choice to shut him down, and I'm not buying any of it. And let's see how it goes. I hope he's back. I hope he plays well for 14 games, plays at a high level, and then give him the contract. But if he doesn't, it's still all on the table. None of that's done.
No, it's still a guy who we think is going to be great and has had a great full season. He's played 20 games. He's missed 17, I think it is, right?
Yeah, you gave us these numbers yesterday.
Yeah, it's like half the games he's played, half the games he's missed. And also, you need to see it done. Like, some of these guys that have gotten these huge contracts played pretty close to 3 full seasons, and you knew they were really good. Like, I bring up the example a lot of Devin McCourty, who ended up being a great, great player, but a great, great player at safety, right? He had one really good year as a corner. Second year, he wasn't as good as a corner. Then they had to move him. So it's like you need to see it. It's why these rookie contracts are the way that they are. You're not just going to immediately give the guy $150 million guaranteed based off of one good season. Like, you need to see a little bit more out of it, and he slow played it. But at the very end of the year, if we look back and you're like, hey, he played 14 games and maybe, fingers crossed, like a wild card playoff game, like, okay. Like, that's me? Good enough.
Gladly pay him.
Yeah, I love it. That's fine.
Be happy to pay him. And by the way, Gonzo's standing offer to return for 10. Now that he sounds like he's going to be back, standing offer to return for 10 questions.
Yeah. Here's a hard question I have to ask.
I don't know what we'd do with Christian Ellis and Hunter Henry in that scenario. Is that what you were about to ask?
Here's my question. Yes. And I'm not trying to this is going to come across as like a bully or being mean.
Okay. Now be careful, Keith.
So Christian Ellis, good guest, nice guy. Honestly, nice guy.
Very nice.
He didn't really play much in the second half.
No, not so much. He got benched.
Yeah. If the playing time is divvied out similarly this week, is he still going to join us? And I'm only asking because...
All right, go to the next question.
All right. I'm just saying, like, if he comes on the show next Monday and he hasn't really played, like, is that even fair to him, would be my point. Therefore, swap out the Christians. Christian Ellis, maybe take one off. Christian Gonzalez comes back.
Yeah,
that's
already
a ridiculous question.
Half of the marquee is already... It's already safe.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, okay. Right. Well, that's a good question.
I'm just asking.
That is a good question. Yeah. We'll have to circle back to Patriots PR and see what they have to say about it. 617-779-7937. We got all your thoughts here on Christian Gonzalez. Will he play? Will he not play? Was it a fair narrative that he's soft, that he's worried about his contract? Is it all put to bed if he's out there this weekend? We'll get to all your feedback on that. Red Sox later on in the show. And let's get to the quarterback. Drake May, good question posed to him yesterday. He's top 10 in a lot of statistical categories. Does he care? And how soon until Drake May is a top 10 quarterback? Let's get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.